We are continuing Krishna's Vibhuti Yoga. Надалюємо з Vibhuti Yoga, Krishna. And we have verse, so chapter 10, and today we continue with verse 38. Dando damayatam asmi, nitir asmi jigishatam, maunam chayvasmi guhyanam, gyanam gyanavatam aham. Danda, punishment. Damayatam, of all means of suppression. Asmi, I am. Niti, morality. Asmi, I am. Jigishatam, of those who seek victory. Maunam, silence. Cha, and. Eva, also, asmi, I am, guhyanam, of secrets, jnana, knowledge, jnanavatam, of the wise, aham, I am. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Among all means of among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment. And of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence. And of the wise, I am the wisdom. Purport. There are many suppressing agents, of which the most important are those that cut down miscreants. When miscreants are punished, the agency of chastisement represents Krishna. Among those who are trying to be victorious in some field of activity, the most victorious element is morality. Among the confidential activities of hearing, thinking, and meditating, silence is most important, because by silence one can make progress very quickly. The wise man is he who can discriminate between matter and spirit, between God's superior and inferior nature. Such knowledge is Krishna himself. By silence, one can make progress very quickly. So, should we just keep silent? Why do we talk? Actually, it's very interesting. So, this is coming from Baldevidya Bhushan's commentary. Prabhupada is basing his commentary on Baldevidya Bhushan. So we know there are three stages of getting knowledge. So this is a famous sequence. So first is hearing. First is hearing. So in hearing, so in fact, every stage of getting knowledge is connected with silence. So to hear something, we have to get silent for a little while. Yes. Then, so Shravanam, this is the first one. Then this is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The next one is Mananam, is to analyze, to think. What is this? How does it relate? How is it connected to today's prasadam? Is it connected? Oh yeah, it's very much connected. Because if no philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no halwa. Because yukta vairagya, no ice cream. Only if you have a chintya beda beda tattva, only if you have the philosophy of Shakti Parinamavad, we can offer ice cream, sladolet, to Krishna. So I better analyze, I better hear, it's important. And then, So hearing, analyzing, and then the third one is called Nididhyasana, is getting full absorption, trance, going into a trance. Going into a trance, and that also is connected to a sort of a silence, but silence not just silence of the tongue and lips, but silence of my inner conversations. So we continuously have inner conversations all the time. Yeah, just trying to be silent, you get these voices from inside. When you just start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and the mind immediately says, oh, you remember yesterday? Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And day before yesterday? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why did he say like this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So all these inner voices come up. And we have a whole village inside, a whole city, a whole country. Actually, not country, we have opposing blocks inside, fighting. So one is saying, hey, be a good boy, be a good girl, think about Krishna. The other one says, forget Krishna, why should you think about Krishna? Just enjoy something, get something. So you have a big inner battle of different voices. And your task is to make peace inside. Make peace inside. Once one devotee, he was the principal of in Ukraine of Kyiv Spiritual Academy, it was called. It is called. I mean, the education title, like here we have in Institute of Vedanta, Institute of Vedanta, we still have, right? So there they call it Spiritual Academy. So he was the principal. So at one point, he says he went many years ago, like, I think now it's much better, but like 20, 25 years ago, he went to a bad place in the city. And some hoodlums, some brats, some hooligans, they snatched his player, cassette player, where he was listening to lectures. And they wanted to take it away. And then he said, hey, give it back. And then they showed him a knife and they said, come down, don't talk too much. And then, for a brahmachari, losing your cassette player, it's a big disaster. Well, how will you listen to lectures? It was big treasure back then. And he says he realized, if I cannot conquer my thoughts, I will not be able to conquer this thief's thoughts or this robber's thoughts. If I don't pacify my mind, how will I be able to influence his mind? So he took a deep breath and he created some inner peace and he said, you better give it back. And somehow or other, he convinced this guy to give back the cassette player. He gave it back. he said it will not be good for you if you take it. And the guy said, oh, do you know who is my father? Do you know who I am? And he said, it doesn't matter. It's not going to end well for you. And the guy gave it back. So by controlling his mind, Even these hooligans' minds were controlled. So that's the trick. First you control your mind. If you control your mind, everything is achieved. Everything. That's actually the conclusion of this chapter here, of the analogous chapter in the Bhagavatam. So in the Bhagavatam, Canto 11, this Vibhuti Yoga is chapter 16 of Canto 11. So everything is We have a few extra. It's like 90% the same, 10% extra, and 5% slightly different. Like he says, of the jewels, I'm ruby. Of the beautiful things, I am a lotus petal. Of the beautiful things, I am a lotus. Yeah. And of vows, Krishna says, I am non-violence. Anyway, so some extra. So at the end, Krishna will say, by the way, I said that of the devotees, I am you, Uddhava. In the Bhagavatam. But he does mention Arjuna also. He says, among warriors, among the powerful warriors, I am Arjuna. So it's also there. He says, among the beautiful girl, heavenly girls, I am Purvachitti. He's Apsara. And then he says at the end that Uddhava vacham yaccha mano yaccha pranan yacchendriyani cha atmanam atmana yaccha navuya kalpase dvane. Control your words. So this is our joke. Offer your BMW to Krishna. Offer your BMW. Bembe? Because in English it's body, mind, words. BMW. So here Krishna says, control your speaking words, subdue the mind, conquer the life air, regulate the senses. In this way, you will never again fall onto the path of material existence. And if you do this in bhakti, so that's the conclusion, then you will completely fulfill the mission of life. So apparently, this chapter is supposed to help us to offer our mind, words, thoughts, actions, to Krishna, to see Krishna river. So this was silence, as the silence as the mystery or secret. So in other words, through that silence, you can realize the secret of Krishna's spiritual nature. Through hearing, through thinking or analyzing, and through meditating. All three. So that first silence in your tongue, and then silence in your thoughts, filled with Krishna. Of course, the best way to achieve this silence of the material noise, coming down of the material noise, is to bring in the spiritual sound. So this is what we are doing right now. We are trying to contact the spiritual sound. Plus, it's always accompanied by Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So through the spiritual sound, you can fill the cup of ink with milk. Ink, black ink of material things with the nourishing white milk of spirit, the spiritual sound, and then the ink will go away. You will wash it out with the milk, Prabhupada's example. So you put ink. I think in Ljubljana we have an even better system. we have ice cream, right? Because milk is liquid, it's not so quick, but if you put ice cream inside, this will immediately, you know, did you come yesterday? You see, we have ice cream also offered to Krishna. So, this is regarding science, regarding knowledge. And two more things are here. So, Krishna begins with danda. Danda is a stick of punishment. Stick of punishment. So, these are the four steps of diplomacy for kings or kshatriyas. So, the first, so they are sama, dana, beda, danda. Sama, dana, beda, danda. First is sama. Of diplomacy. So for the first is sama. Sama means, come on, we are the same family, we are the same, so make friends somehow. Find something which is, what is the same. Find some common ground. Then, sometimes it doesn't work. So then, dana, offer a gift. So offer some benefits to the person. Then if that doesn't work, then try to create enemies. Find common enemies. So try to say, oh, do you know there is a conspiracy? There is a big conspiracy. We have to fight the big conspiracy. Or these people, they look good, but they're actually very bad. Or something. Somehow or other, you try to create this bheda, separation. So this is extremely powerful, extremely powerful. Through propaganda, to create, to demoralize, you can demoralize the whole armies and so forth. But sometimes even that doesn't work. So then, what does one do? Then this is the last step, and fighting, that's the last step. Danda. So therefore, Krishna says that of all these steps, I'm the last step. So then you can think, okay, so if we just fight, so why not begin with fighting? Yeah. So you have some rulers who say, attack first. As someone said, it's much easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. You might have heard this very famous statement. Much easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Permission nobody will give. But forgiveness, what to do? You have to give forgiveness. Right? So no, because Krishna says no. Jigishatam, if you want to win, it says, Nitir Asmi Jigishatam, of those who are winning, I am morality. I am morality. It's very important not only what you get, but also how you get. Yeah. If you achieve something good by bad means, then this will not be happy. You will not be happy. This will not be a happy victory. But you can see that Yudhishthir and Arjuna, they were always behaving in the best possible and impossible way. And when they had to break the codes, the Kshatriya codes, or deviate from the Kshatriya codes, that was, Krishna had to really work hard to inspire them to do it. So, Nitir Asmi Jigishatam, I'm morality of those who attain victory. So you can see, even it's hard to find any war, even in this Kali Yuga, where people openly say, we are bad. Nobody says we are bad. So if they do something bad, they always hide it. They always hide it. They always say, no, we are good, we didn't do this. That's the other people did it. Or somebody did it. Or something, you know. That's, they try to create the impression that all of us are moral, we are protecting, we are doing something good. Because it does have the highest power. So if there is no morality, then there is no lasting success. So all of these things, these beautiful things, this is Krishna. In the end of the Bhagavatam list, Krishna expands. He says, whatever power. So he gives. So if you see some power, or if you see some beauty, or if you see fame, or if you see opulence, then in the humility, if you see humility, that's actually very rare, because, for example, humility, Greeks and Romans didn't have the virtue, didn't consider this to be a virtue, humility. But here you can see it's there, humility is there. Renunciation. Mental pleasure. This is very interesting. Mental pleasure. Fortune. Strength. Tolerance. Or spiritual knowledge. So if you see that, then this is an expansion of my opulence, Krishna says. So all of them are coming from Krishna. They're all coming from Krishna. In the Gita, Krishna says, of women I am, and he lists also these seven goddesses, seven virtues, which are similar to these. So if we want to be part of these beautiful energies, Krishna is very happy to share. Jiva Goswami says that all the good qualities that you have, Krishna gives you. Because anyway, all the energies belong to Krishna. So if you want to manifest some real, real good quality, we need to inspire him. Inspire him and his wives. So all these energies are his wives. And then they will think, oh, she wants to be humble. He wants to be detached. He wants to be tolerant. So they will think, oh, they want to do this for Krishna. Okay, let us bless him. They will give blessings. In a previous chapter, we had the list of the 26 or 28 qualities of a devotee. So, like here near the entrance, we have Prabhupada's letters. So Prabhupada also had this letter, this list of the good qualities in the first New York temple, 26 Second Avenue. With these qualities, and he also said that we need to practice these good qualities, develop these virtues. But developing how? So developing only if you want to offer them to Krishna. Yes, if you want to offer them, use them for Krishna, then no problem. Yes, if you join a company, then they will give you a company car. Oftentimes, right? If you use it, you know, if you do something good for the company. But if you don't do anything good for the company, then they will take the car away. So the same way, if you try to do something for Krishna, Krishna will give you all of these power, detachment, humility, tolerance, opulence, everything. He'll give you all of this. Use it. No problem. Use it for him. But then it's useful to remember that that's Krishna's. It belongs to Krishna. So this is why we study. So then we know, when we see this, this is from Krishna. And then we try to offer everything to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay. Comments, questions, points?
Hare Krishna, I have two questions. First would be, when a pure devotee have pastimes, is that unique or like example, I'm now thinking when I'm listening to you that I would like to be in Prabhupada Lila and experience all that happened in the beginning when Prabhupada came to New York.
You are in Prabhupada Lila now.
In Prabhupada Lila.
You are in Prabhupada Lila.
But those days, is that unique? I mean, is it possible to be that kind of pastimes anywhere in universe again?
No. There are continuing. Bhaktisiddhanta ji, he said that when we finished here, we will go to preach in other planets. Also, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj left his body in Mayapur in this accident, car crash, his godbrother, who didn't have very good relationship with him, but he always had some mystic. He was an astrologer, and he's also already gone. So he had a dream. And he saw Prabhupada coming in the sky to Mayapur and calling Tamal Krishna Maharaj, getting Tamal Krishna Maharaj, said, "I need you. I have some work for you. Let's come with me. Let's go." And he took Tamal Krishna, even though he didn't have such very warm, fuzzy, kind feelings to Maharaj, but this was his vision. This is what in the morning when he was having his last dreams, he saw all of a sudden, even before he knew about that something happened, he had this dream. So yes, it's possible. But this is on one hand. But you know, there is a dirty little secret about the good old days. They were not so good. They are not that happy, actually. So in terms of problems or guidance or anything, there is always, problems were always there. And in terms of obstacles and in terms of opportunities, I don't think in history of Kali Yuga, in the last 1,000 years, there was ever a better time for preaching than now. And Krishna consciousness. I don't think there was you had more, better combination. On one hand, support. We have temples. We already have quite a lot of resources compared to 50 years ago. On one hand. On the other hand, where is the temple in Ptuj? Where is the temple in Osijek? We have temple. We don't have. Do we need? We need temple in Osijek. Yes, we have. Okay. Anyway, there's whole countries where we don't have temples. There are still cities where we have no temples. And even here, there are so many people who are waiting, who are searching for some spiritual knowledge. And if you are the instrument. It's probably the most fascinating time in Gauranga Lila. It's even difficult to weigh. Many years ago, when I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita first, I thought, if I were some villager from a village near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's village, and if I was living in that village, maybe once in a month I would go and join the kirtan, and then my heart would melt. And I would become a good devotee. So, okay, that's probably nice. But how much service did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need 500 years ago in Navadvip? What could I do for him there? He had, hundreds and millions of devotees bringing him laddus, bringing him rice, washing. What will I do? Okay, I can join as number 3,000,014 singer, and that's good. That's great. My heart will melt, no doubt. But here, now, 2021 in Ljubljana. Yeah, so you can see we have such a nice temple, and we have some people, but we can easily, host 20 more. And so out of 300 or, whatever, 500,000 of the metropolitan area, so many more can come. And they want to come. They are searching. They are sitting home and suffering. They are sitting and depressed, thinking, oh, what's the meaning of life? Who am I? And he's suffering, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is suffering. Oh, my little sermon particles are suffering. So now, the service you can do now is so meaningful. It has such a substance. And it will make such an impact on somebody's life, and it will give so much pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Bhaktisiddhanta Ji said, that only cheap, light, shallow people want to serve in at Radhakund. Radharani at Radhakund. Only shallow people. How do you say shallow? Like water, shallow water. What's the? Плитки. Плитки, плитки люди? Люди? Плитки, yeah. Want to serve in Radhakund. Because, how much service can you do there? I mean, you can, it's good, it's our best goal. But Bhaktisiddhanta Ji says that deep sadhakas, they want to serve in Radharani in Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra service, this is the first Ratayatra, when Radharani and the gopis, they try to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. When Krishna is 44, they meet him in Kurukshetra at the sun eclipse, and there is the first Ratayatra. And in that first chariot festival, and this is the chariot festival, in this first chariot festival, they bring, so there, every pair of hands, Radharani, oh, thank you for helping. She's grateful. Right? So we are in Prabhupada Lila, I think it's the most interesting moment in history. I think 1,000 years backwards and forwards, there is no better time than now. Maybe 5,000. Hare Krishna. And he accepts. I mean, he reciprocates. You can feel complete connection. You can get very intimate personal reciprocation by reading his books thoroughly, hearing his classes, serving him. You will get every reciprocation. Sometimes just you will feel, it'll be from your heart. That's the purpose of first through the book, when you really attune your consciousness fine, in a fine way, then you will also get it from inside, from the heart. And from other devotees, and it's a complex, perfect, 360 degrees perfect process. And if you still desire to go there, okay, that's no problem, it's also possible. Very good. A sestrinješ? Very good. So many things we can do. Very good. Okay, yes, something else? Yes.
Thank you very much.
Because some are listening on the internet, so if you have a question. Or
it's working now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. You have a really good intuition, really good. That's really amazing. And I want to say that I hear exactly what I need to hear today. That's amazing.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
That's a blessing. I don't know how to say
this. Goosebumps.
Uriapote.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, our daily inquirer, yes. Avadhuta Roy Prabhu. Could you please give an explanation of Manovikara mentioned in 11.16.41? Hare Krishna. It seems material vibhutis are not anymore vibhutis when observed through mental states of hatred and affection. 1631. This is the same 41. Yeah, it's. I have briefly described to you all my spiritual opulences, which are perceived by the mind and defined in different ways according to circumstances. Etasti kirtita sarasankshepa vibhutaya manovikara evaite yatha vacha vidhiyate. Well, I see there is a huge purport. I don't think I am ready to give an answer. I don't have an answer to this. I don't know. For sure, what you say about hatred and affection or attachment, they distort the lens of our consciousness and make it difficult to see clearly. Anyway, the second question is that Krishna says in the Bhagavatam that he might not count all the opulences he is manifesting within innumerable universes. How is it he might not count? Question one. Yeah, it's mathematically easy to explain, because there is in theory of sets developed by Georg Cantor, a great prince of mathematics, there are infinite sets. They're called continuum of the continuum power, that between any two points you can find another point, and between these two you can find another point. So therefore, the facets of Krishna's qualities are not just uncountable, they can be analyzed in more and more minute detail infinitely. So therefore, it never ends. Why don't you go on YouTube and search, or Google Mandelbrot fractal, or fractals. And now they have powerful computers, so they use the Mandelbrot formula, and they go into fractal calculations deeper and deeper. And so you can see. Okay, well, let's see how it shows. Anyway, so this is the Mandelbrot formula, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let me jump forward a little bit. It also works like this in our cells, in atoms, in subparticles. It's infinite. Even matter has this infinite beauty. Infinite complex, it's very complicated, but very beautiful. Infinite beauty. You go in and in, and there is no end. You can run these supercomputers for years, and it will continue like this. Newer and newer and more amazing ornaments will be there. So if in matter like this it goes, what to say about Krishna? About spiritual energies. It's more than infinite. Much more infinite than infinite. See? You can see that Krishna can give you the Mandelbrot formula, and he can give you the computers, but you can run it for, you know, a million years, and it will continue being more and more amazing. Hare Krishna. And one last question. Srila Prabhupada writes in the CC that the number of the material universes are limited. This seems different what Krishna says in 11.16.39.
He says, even if I count
all of them, okay. Again, in mathematics, in the theory of sets, there are different infinities. So this is uncountable infinity. But there are infinities which are countable. I mean, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, you can go forever, but you can count. So universes are countable. So theoretically, you can count them. Actually, yes, this is amazing. This is theory of sets. This is theory of sets. Krishna says, these are different categories of sets. This is the countable infinity, and that's the uncountable continuum infinity. Yeah, exactly. This is higher mathematics. Krishna explains higher mathematics here. True? Yeah, indeed. Hare Krishna. In Ukraine, we had one academic mathematician. He loved these books for such points. Higher mathematics. He says, gee, higher mathematics is there. He says, here in the West, only in the last century we started discussing such things. And here, it's 5,000 years ago. Already they discuss all of this. Yes. Amazing Krishna ki jai, Vibhuti Yoga ki jai, infinite beauty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.